my dream to be here. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue, and I just love... Do you love London? I love London. I feel like London is created by the people, right, who are just crazy and sexy and ambitious. I got into an Uber the other day, not bragging, and... I got into an Uber, and the driver, he said, would you like to have the radio on? And I was like, oh, I don't mind, it's up to you. And then he said, well, actually, I make my own music. Do you mind if I put some of that on? No, I don't. And then he put on Drake's new album. I wonder how often it works. I wonder how often there's a middle-aged white woman thinking, oh, well, he looks like Aladdin and he sounds like confidence personified. Pull over and jump in the back, Nikolai. I'm having a good life. I have recently started doing yoga, which has just changed... Yes, woo for the yoga over there. Are you a team? I'm new to it. I love it. Yoga has changed my life. It's brilliant. Yoga is my new drug. And my old drug was drugs. which I'm not going to say anything positive about because it would be incredibly irresponsible. I'm not going to say anything positive about drug taking. What I will say is I didn't take MDMA until I was 32, and it was such a relief to know I could be happy. Broken. But yoga is nearly as good, and there's no downsides. It's given me a whole new language. My favourite new word is namaste. Yeah, it's a very old word, it's very sacred, and it means the yoga has finished now. And then you're allowed to leave. I think that the key to being happy as you get older is self-acceptance. Like, I have to accept things about myself now. Like, I'm 36, I thought I would have children by now, and I don't. In an ideal world, what I wanted to self-fertilise. I wanted to have children that were exactly my genetics so that I could show them to my parents and go, see, it was my childhood, they're fine. Science can't do that yet. And then I had a crazy day last month where I just thought, I'm just going to buy some sperm. Off the internet. I've got a good job. I'm just going to buy some sperm. Guys, sperm is so much more expensive than I thought it was going to be. It is tens of thousands of pounds. We are all wasting a valuable resource. 17-year-old me would have been a millionaire if I'd learned how to catch it and chuck it in the freezer. It's a shock. I do think self-acceptance is the key. Like, there's things about myself I don't like, but I just have to accept now that they're not going to change. This is who I am. Like, so, for instance, I don't like art. I think art is rubbish. I think lots of people think art is rubbish, but we're too worried of looking stupid, so we go along with it. I think that the worst art form is theatre. Right, okay, I can sense how unpopular this opinion is. Hear me out. I think theatre is diabolical. Look, I do. Look, and also, I'm aware, if you are a performer of some kind, if you're an actor, look, please don't be offended. I don't mean being in the play. Obviously, if you're the person in the play that gets to put a wig on and walk up and down and move your arms and project your voice saying things like, I think you'll find you're contradicting yourself, Alan. Having to watch it. Dear Christ, I can't concentrate. I can't lose myself in the story. I know that it's not real because I'm surrounded by people eating crisps. And they don't let you look at your phone. So all you're thinking is, well, how long has it been? And you have to judge from how long it feels, which is forever. And then they have a false ending called an interval, where, yeah, technically you could leave, but you have Stockholm syndrome. And you don't want everyone around you to think you weren't intelligent enough to understand the play. So you just sit there and you're trying to be positive. You just think things like, well, sometimes the second half is shorter. Eventually, after several days, the play finishes. Then what happens is you're flooded with an incredible feeling, and it's called freedom. It's electricity in your veins. You're thinking, I can do anything now. I can go outside. I could have a sandwich. And I think we confuse that feeling for having enjoyed the play. And so you go into work the next day like, guys, you must see A View from the Bridge. But it wasn't a view from the bridge you enjoyed, it was when it stopped happening. Thinking this about all of the performing arts, I think opera, come on. But it's just jokey singing gone long. I think ballet is nonsensical. I'm aware that people dedicate their lives to getting good at it, but they shouldn't. Like, they're all wiggling around, and apparently there's a story, but if you want to find out the story, you have to read the programme like a book. Oh, look, apparently somebody's trapped inside the body of a swan. Why are you telling me? Call the RSPB. The Queen. Also, I don't like music. I know that everyone likes music, but I don't like it. It's too noisy. Shut up, music. I don't want to have an emotion I didn't have a minute ago, thank you. I don't have any memories. I do like Drake, but that's only because I got off with him once in an Uber. I'm sure we'd all agree that the worst musical style is jazz. You really differ with me. Jazz is the worst. I think it's the worst noise that human beings make. It's oral excrement. Oh, Sarah, isn't your dad a jazz musician? Shut up, my ex-boyfriend's therapist. This has got nothing to do with my... It's connected to my dad. A stressed offbeat just reminds me of being neglected. What else don't I like? Oh, there is a good part of an art gallery. It's called the gift shop. Pencils, sharpeners, postcards, but everyone is very disapproving if you run through the gallery yelling, gift shop! You're supposed to stop and look at some of the pictures. Why are we stopping and looking? It's not magic eye. I can see where they are straight away. Like, dogs, a horse, a dead old rich person, gift shop! Also, if you're one of the people who stops in front of one of the ones that's just a colour, stop pretending. I know you're not feeling anything. Oh, but Sarah, isn't stand-up comedy an art form? No. Clearly not. Also, don't get me wrong, some people do stand-up exceptionally well, but you know that it isn't an art form because no one's ever had to explain to you what it means. It just works or it doesn't. It's a craft. It's either funny and it's stand-up comedy, or it's not and it's a TED Talk. But I am a craftsperson. I like, because a craftsperson dedicates their life to getting better at something, at honing their skill. It's like if I was a chair maker and I brought out a chair and you sat on it and it supported your weight, well then that is good craftsmanship. If I bring out a chair and you sit on it and it collapses and you fall on the floor, that's brilliant comedy. Where do you think I was a chair maker? I pranked you. I'm fun. This is the point I was trying to make. I'm really fun. Valentine's Day this year, I decided I was going to go to Paris all by myself. And that's because I'm a single woman. And also, I don't like the term single. I hate the term single. I prefer the term very, very lonely. The thing is, you know, I don't like that we use... I think being single is the default. I don't like this whole idea that you're supposed to be in a couple. Human beings are meant to be sold separately. We're not Twixes, we're pepperonis. Whether you're in a relationship or not, you are alone. It's that cliche, of course, but you're born alone and you die alone, asterisk, unless you are a conjoined twin. Which is, you're born with somebody else, you freakish Twix. The only way that you're not alone is if you're one of those twins who grew round the other one while you're in the womb, but you might not even know. You might be sitting there thinking you're normal, and then one day you go for a scan and the nurse faints because your tumour has hair in her face. It's a whole thing, and you'll know this because you see comedy, but you know what people do, like mean jokes, they do horrible jokes about people, and I always think, no, jokes just shouldn't be nasty about people unless they grew round their twin in the womb. They deserve everything they get. I think murdering someone by growing round them is one of the worst things a person can do. And if you did grow round your twin in the womb and you're sitting there thinking, oh, well, this is unfair, you should have thought about that before you engulfed your brother and kept him in your colon. My point was, I went to Paris on Valentine's Day, didn't I? Because I thought, look, it's the most romantic city in the world. On the most romantic day, I thought it would be hilarious. I've got to write stand-up comedy. I thought it's going to be so funny. I'll be walking around weeping as people point, going, il est unlovable. And I've been to Paris before, 3 times, each time with my ex-boyfriend. That's where we had our 3 biggest rows. First time, because 8 months into the relationship, I found out he had a horrible secret. He grew round his twin in the womb. second time, we had a horrible argument because he wasn't into PDAs or PDAs. That is public displays of affection or private displays of affection. The third time, we just felt an argument brewing and booked the Eurostar. This is my first time in Paris all by myself. The first thing I noticed was when you're in a couple, you see the entire world behind their head. You're always looking at their lovely face. The world is a backdrop. When you take that person away, you see more world. So that's good. You see more. You notice more stuff, like how rubbish some of the tourist attractions are. I went up the Eiffel Tower. If you're not kissing someone, it's just a high-up cage. It's not a good day out. But nothing funny happened the entire time I was there, which was 4 days. Nothing funny. Oh, so Sarah, why are you telling us? Because otherwise, that trip is not tax deductible. So, I mean, it's awful, and you're covering it, and it's true.